Time to find out what's doing around the district with the Mayor of the Upper Hunter Shire Council, Maurice Collison. How are we doing, Maurice?
Very well. A little bit chilly around the ears, but otherwise going very well.
Tis the season, isn't it? Must be cool at your place of a morning.
Yeah, it is pretty cool, but anyway, I went away for the weekend. It was fairly cold where I went to.
Yeah, right. Where'd you go off to?
I went up to Bingara for the weekend.
Where's that?
Oh, it's up north of Baraba.
Oh, okay, all right, now I know. Yeah, yeah,
camped up there in the caravan, yeah.
Any snow up that part of the world?
Didn't see any, but there would have been some up. There's certainly some up around Nundal and Murundi area, so.
Yeah, oh, yeah, there was definitely some around that way. All right, let's get into it. What's happening at Warbirds, mate?
Yeah, we had an extraordinary meeting last week, and we had to add some fire control suppression system tanks out there. They're fairly large tanks of 7.5 metres in height and 12.5 metres across there. They're all completely for the fire suppression.
That makes sense, given what vehicles we're talking about and what makes them go.
Yeah, I suppose a little bit disappointed. Originally, when we contracted the outsiders to design this, that was an overlook by the designers.
Oh.
But, of course, it's with those planes that have fuel in them,
yeah,
it's a requirement. And so, yeah, we are going ahead and do that. But it's very important to know that it's still all within the budget. Mm-hmm. That's why we're contingencies there in those projects, and it's all coming in on budget.
I, for one, am pretty happy that you're spending money on safety, you know.
Yeah, I mean, once they got fuel in them, it's no good taking fuel out and putting fuel in. It'd be we unsafer than what it is this. So, no, that's moving on.
All right. Now, there's an emergency services session at Cassilis coming up.
Yes, that's something that's I don't think I've been to one before, but it's support for your local emergency planning meeting to be held at Cassilis on the 16th of June, which is today. That's held between 4 and 6 with a barbecue dinner afterwards. So come along and talk to your emergency services of your fire plans, your flood plans, and you know, the future of what's in front of us.
Yeah, it's important to have a plan. You know, that man lives on the land. You've got to have all contingencies, fire, flood, all that sort of stuff. You need to know what you're going to do.
Look, definitely, and I must say I was one that probably didn't take it all that serious.
Yep.
Until you start looking around what does happen. And it's certainly worth going and have a yarn to these people, and it'll be a great afternoon out at Cassilis.
I'm sure it will be. And finally, we're not too far away for the return of the Aberdeen Highland Games, another event that was missed in 2020 for the obvious reasons. Great to have it back, mate.
Definitely, and that's, of course, the first weekend in July. And hop online and book your tickets through the Aberdeen Highland Games website there, and it's sure to be another great day. Let's hope the sun's out.
Yeah.
And it mostly is a very, very good day for Aberdeen, and no doubt the Scottish certainly enjoy that day.
Indeed. So is that an event that you'll be attending?
Yeah, mostly attend that every year, yes. I'll definitely be there.
They give you a kilt to wear and a sporran and all that sort of thing?
I don't think I'd look very nice with that on.
I mean, seriously, who does?
So I'll give that a miss, but I will be there.
You know when it's cold in Aberdeen on Highland Games Day. All right, I'm looking forward to it. This is actually going to be the first opportunity I've had to go to the Highland Games since I've moved up here. So I'm really excited about that. That's going to be on Saturday, the 3rd of July. Remembering, you can't get your tickets at the gate. That's the big difference this year.
Yep.
You've got to make sure that you get them online before you attend. They're not going to let you in otherwise.
That's it, and it's going to be certainly a good day.
Have you had a go at some haggis before?
Yes.
And your thoughts? All right, don't say any more, because I'm looking forward to trying some for the very first time.
Okay, I'll leave it with you to find out. Everyone's different, though.
We'll discuss it on the day when we run into each other. Maurice Collison, as always, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you very much.